Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And I hope everybody is safe that is on the West Coast. I feel like our state is literally just all on fire.
It has been a wild week with these fires. Basically on Saturday, most people in the North Bay lost power. And there is the fire up there. It's way more contained, but yeah, like I haven't had to work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because there's been no power at my work, so we can't go.
It's crazy. Yeah, and the fires down here, we have a big Simi Valley fire that's happening, and there's like hurricane winds that are coming, and it's just crazy. And I just hope that everybody is safe and sound, and if you can, donating money to victims in need, whatever you can do. It's just great to help out. Be strong.
Totally. Totally. I was hoping Bethany would make her way out here, but she has not.
Have we, like, really even see, like, I know we're switching subject, but, like, we don't see Bethany anymore, do we?
I see her Instagram stories. Okay. I still watch every day of and her dogs making out with one another. Of her, like last night she made pot stickers. She's been posting a lot about her old Halloween costumes. She was a cop over the weekend with Bryn.
Okay. I mean, so, all yeah, I can
I
think
still
of
know a lot.
All I can think of is like her one roller girl one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she brought back the candy one this week. She brought back a Catwoman one. She brought back,
I mean,
was she Barbie?
I don't know. I think, or Elle Woods or something. Yeah. Anyways, Halloween is tomorrow.
What? This week, Luann went on a podcast and just like ripped Bethany.
I believe it was a Jenny McCarthy show that she went on. And she, she felt no need to hold back. The stage was her cabaret on that podcast.
She was like, oh, we're glad she's gone. She wouldn't support my cabaret.
It's like, none of us want to. Yeah, here we do every year when it comes to town. We support it.
I was actually thinking about it. That was like one of the most fun nights of my life.
Of your life?
I'm not kidding. I had so much fun at it. I just had a blast.
Now, but tell me this, though. Were you having fun because the crowd was awesome and it was all like-minded Bravo folk that were like going to watch Luann? Or did you have like a blast because Luann put on a great performance?
The energy in the room, the people. It was, I mean, but also Lou, like, it's a magical moment.
We're encouraging bad behavior.
No, I mean, I genuinely had fun.
No, I'm not. I had fun too.
Because there was so much to watch in that performance. And you guys, we have so much to talk about this week. We are going to break down the Meghan King Edmonds divorce. We will talk about Jersey this week. And then, unfortunately, we have to touch on OC and Dallas underperforming as well. But we have a lot of other stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I mean, this week is filled, and this, and then like next week it goes into, there's four shows, four housewives are on at once. Now it's a blessing and a curse to us because as fans, it's like, give us more. We always want more. But like, as people who are housewives aficionados, like to have to watch four housewives in 1 week to talk about, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
So we have Atlanta starting Sunday. Ooh. Then we have, Tuesday we have the OC, and then Wednesday is Dallas and Jersey, which I actually think is really interesting because like Leanne's wedding is going to be the same night as Jersey. So I guess Jersey's getting the 10 o'clock slot?
No, Jersey's getting the 8 o'clock slot. It's the lead in to Dallas. So I'm thinking that Dallas is not doing well in the ratings game. And so they're putting Jersey, which is obviously people are going to be tuning in because of Joe and Teresa and all of that. I feel like they're using that as like a lead in.
Oh, I love that.
But it's okay, like, great. What about Monday or Thursday?
Well, Thursday's too late in the game. Monday, yes.
Yeah, like Below Deck. I mean, but Below Deck does well on its own too. So it's hard because that just makes me think like that Jersey or that Dallas really is struggling. Which, should we just, like, kind of touch upon Dallas? I don't feel like a lot happened this week, but I would love to kind of, like, get it out of the way so we can really focus on what we need to.
So,
what are your thoughts? Yeah, do you want me to give you my highlights?
I still have the cough, guys. Hang on.
Okay. So, I'm going to give you, like, guys, some of my highlights of what I thought. I felt very bad for Brandy this week. It made me think when I started seeing, like, before we said, like, you know, Brooklyn is like a devil child. And now I'm kind of just feeling for Brandy and Brooklyn. And I keep thinking, like, especially when they brought up the adoption stuff, is that, wow, Brooklyn's clearly acting out because she doesn't feel like she's getting the attention. And I think she might be, like, a little resentful of Bruin, who just kind of showed up out of nowhere. And she doesn't feel like she has her mom anymore. And I feel really bad for Brooklyn, who's clearly, like, about to go through puberty. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she's just, like, can you remember being, like, 10 or 11 or 12 and just kind of acting out? And I felt...
I did a little bit older.
Right.
Would be, like, mean to my mom. But, like, my mom would not put up with what she's putting up with.
I just think... I feel bad for
Brandy. But she said it herself. She was, like... She knows she's created this.
Mm-hmm. I just felt bad for her.
This is a common struggle. amongst parents.
Oh, for sure. It just, you could tell she was kind of, she's clearly just like so tired and has her hands full. And I think she just, one, doesn't know what to do and does and feels like maybe. Now, I think boundaries are a huge thing, but, you know, every parent parents differently. And again, I'm not a parent, so I'm only half dog parent. So I can't like, you know, compare, but it just seems like she's like scared. Like she even said it too, like she's scared to discipline her because she doesn't want her daughter to hate her.
And then her daughter's literally yelling, "I hate you. Go away. A good mom would let me have fun."
Yeah.
Like they're, it's so interesting, like how they perceive it. Mm-hmm. Like,
and then I also felt really bad for Brandy too when they said that Bruin's birth mom was pregnant again. And she's just like, "I want to give my son his sibling, but I'm also like so overwhelmed. I don't know if I can do it."
Well, I think she's being really smart and she's basically, you know, saying, I can't really do this right now. And it, we clearly know she didn't because we haven't seen anything about it.
Yeah.
And oh, well, but unless the baby hasn't been born yet.
Who knows?
But I, she shouldn't feel like guilty if she doesn't go.
Yeah, I think she can also, if she wants to, is like figure out where the baby goes and, you know, have a relationship with that family if she wants to give Bruin a sibling. I think there's plenty of options. I will say, I, again, love Stephanie and Brandy's friendship. It's just like so apparent how good of friends they are because Stephanie was so comforting to her while they after their podcast recording.
It was a very sweet moment.
I was straight up laughing out loud with the prank phone call to Carrie.
Oh, the spider.
The spilly spider. The spilly spider. Just thought it was like, I thought it was so fun. I've never listened to their podcast, but I assume that it's probably a really fun time of like an hour of just them. Like
lighthearted.
Yeah. Them literally BSing together, you know?
I love that. They're like, it doesn't stand for bullshit. It stands for Brandy and Stephanie. I thought that was very cute.
Yeah. And so we're also seeing, we also got to see Leanne's wedding dress. And I'm curious your thoughts.
It seemed like very Dallas. It was like very structured.
It felt a little 80s to me.
Everything she wears is.
True.
Like she's kind of like stuck. Like it's almost like. Like Dallas, the soap opera.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Dynasty, like something like that. Yeah. Like that era. Like Mama D's. Like, I love that dress. Looks just like mine.
Mama D this week. And the, like, that dinner was so telling.
So it's interesting because I'm not on, I was on Deandra's side, but now I've decided I'm not on either of their sides.
I mean, I think. You know, Deandra getting to work at 4:30 is inappropriate. And I think she has had a silver platter, but silver also spoon. Her mom has completely set her up with failure and wants her to not succeed. I think she wants to be like, see, like you've been given a silver spoon your whole life. And now it's time for you to work hard. Here's a company that I ran into the ground. Good luck.
So here's what I want for Deandra. I want Deandra to go to the bank and ask how much is in that trust. I want her
never find out.
I know, but what I'm saying is I'm on your side. You brought it up last week that you think there's no money in the trust. And so I want it to be proven to Deandra how much money is in that trust because I want her to go after, like to talk back to her mother.
Right.
Like she needs to grow a pair. She needs to just finally be like, Mama D, like, you're an app, like you set me up. And I think if she said to like, I understand, maybe I don't have the best work ethic and maybe I should have probably looked at the numbers better. But you also think that as my mother, you would also set me up for success.
I mean,
did you notice that they're both wearing the same pair of earrings, but in purple and blue? Like they're so much alike that even when they hate each other, they're still matching.
I feel like she only like, I don't think she likes her mom at all. She just has to like her mom.
I don't think her mom likes her at all. I think she has to like her. Like, it was like, she it was telling when she was like, well, maybe if you had kids of your own. So I'm like, okay, one, she despises that Deandra married poor. And two, she's pissed she doesn't have a grandkid.
It's a corrupt.
Deandra, borrow one of Tinsley's eggs.
How old is Deandra?
Now, listen, I would also, for a fee, give one of mine.
Jeremy would probably produce some good looking
Deandra people. And I kind of have similar features, so the baby would probably look a little bit like her,
pretty much.
So talk to me. Now, it has to be at least.
Would you also carry the baby for her?
Oh, hell no. I'm going to hire Angela from 90 Day. Can I get your egg? I just need your egg. I can tote it.
That's wild.
I'm just saying, listen, for the right price, I can be bought.
Okay.
Listen, we've been trying to sell out since day one.
Trying our best.
Still trying. So just all I'm saying is, Deandra, twojudgygirls@gmail.com. You can even DM us.
Wait, I did meet like fellow jurors last night at Gary Jannetty's book signing.
Mm-hmm.
Three people stopped me and they were lovely and it was nice to meet some
fellow
people.
And what did you, so you said that you got to ask Gary a question.
Yeah, but I was texting you the whole time because I didn't know what to ask. And I was like, give me a good question.
Mary was like harassing me while I was in the middle of playing tennis and I had my notifications on my watch like, the buzz,
buzzing,
you know.
Buzzing.
Yeah. And so I'm like, what is happening right now? Because I wasn't looking at it. I was like literally playing. And so then I'm like, it's like, help, help, please. SOS, SOS, help me. And I'm like, what's happening? You're like, I need a question for Gary. Like.
And then I was the last question and I asked what you told me to ask. And he like kind of dismissed it.
Well, this was like my fifth question given. My first one was, I always think, because it's also hard, right? Gary's kind of a Bravo personality per se, because he's married to Brad Goreski, who used to have Brad World, was also on the Rachel Zoe show, which I've also heard the Rachel Zoe show is now streaming on the Bravo app.
Oh, wait. And
that is bananas.
I also kind of remember Gary being featured and being like kind of mean to Brad all the time.
Really, I honestly can't remember
not liking him.
Oh, interesting. I can't remember his show.
Like the older daddy man.
Yeah, but you thought he was lovely last night.
He was very lovely. He signed every single book. He stayed for about 2 hours after to sign every single book, and took pictures and. Literally was like, oh, what's your name? Mary. Oh, Mary, it's so nice to meet you. Thank you so much for coming, Mary. He would like keep
now,
repeating the
name. Did you
name.
Tell him about Two Judgy Girls?
I did. And because I wrote in the book, so I was like, because you would like could write who you wanted it
mm-hmm.
written or yeah. signed to. And I wrote Summer Mary. And he's like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh, funny.
Such a good idea for you. Yeah. So funny.
Oh, Gary.
Now, he's still not following us, so I don't think it went very
it didn't
far.
Work. It didn't really work that well.
Okay, before
I also, I did something super smart.
Yes.
So everyone was waiting in line, this long, long line. I went across the street, had two glasses of wine, and got at the end of the line at the very end.
Way to go.
Thank you.
Very smart. Good job. I'm proud of you. Okay, I want to go back. I want to go back to Dallas because there's a few things that I want to mention. Okay. One, why is Rich marrying Leanne? The amount of jokes he makes like at her expense, which I, as a sarcastic person, I get it. But he does not show like 1 ounce of excitement to be walking down the aisle for the 75th time.
Wait, I kind of thought he was cute. Like I kind of got his humor more now this time. And she's like, cheers to my future husband. He's like, where's he?
Yeah, but I thought that was funny, except that it was like the fourth joke that he had made about it. And I did laugh when she was like,
I don't know. I think he brings out a better person in her. Like when
okay.
she's talking about the mom and he's like, come on, you only get one mom. Be nice. Like,
but I think,
he always like tries to be super Christian, I feel like. And
no, I agree.
Move forward, and I think he gets her to move forward because she can get really stuck in the past. Like,
yes.
Of course, her abandonment issue has to come up again.
Wait, she was abandoned? She's never once mentioned that in the 4 seasons she's been on this show. Huh.
And I really wonder, her mom's definitely going to make it.
This
but
is the thing.
Did she just, like, slip in? Was she Leanne, just running late?
No, Leanne probably told her, be there at 3. She probably sent her a text photo of the invite and then, like, you know, like, photoshopped a 3 on it and then was like, Mom, I want a drama-free wedding, but if you could show up an hour late, that'd be great.
Well, even her saying, like, oh, during the
the therapy session, she lied. I was running after that car. She wasn't crying. I'm like, okay, if that was the truth, you would have said it in the therapy session because that's the kind of person you are.
Yeah, when she's like, my mom, you know, tended to make things all about her. And I was like, huh. I guess there is a thing between nature versus nurture because it seems like things are always about you. And I just always. Think it's... For me, it's kind of, it's making the show, like, when I see, like, Brandy struggling with her kids, I, again, can't relate because I don't have the kids, but I can totally empathize with her, and seeing that side when you kind of see a housewife being real, you it's like, endearing in a sense, but Leanne, her thing kind of just really makes it dark, like, I don't want to, you know, it's always, like, I was abandoned, like, we know. Like, what are you doing to move past it as opposed to keep using it as a crutch? And I'm so sorry all these things happened to you, but, like, please stop using it as a storyline because this wedding should be, like, fun. Like, Leanne can be fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, she went to the roundup the night before and she was freaking puffy the next
day. Where the hell were those cameras? Because that's what I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did you find it weird, though? Why was she getting ready by herself? Like, that's how, I actually was, like, thinking it was sad.
And why did Rich drive her to the chapel?
Well, he's done it a couple of times, and it's my wedding, so I don't care. I needed his hands to carry. They're just hands, but they work quite well. I just thought the whole thing was weird.
I guess she doesn't have, like, why would you have bridesmaids and stuff? I mean, I guess Luann did.
She's having 350 people, and it's, like, a big wedding, and she's going to skimp out on bridesmaids? I just think about food. But I also just think about, like, I've been to weddings where they had, like, no bridesmaids, but they still were like, hi, you guys are still, like, my close friends. I want you to come get ready with me before.
Right.
So I just...
Well, and then this five-hour gap.
Oh, my gosh. The fact that there's no... That we see in the preview that there's no food for it, it's like, wow. So she wanted... Like Stephanie said, she wanted the day to be about her, but she also didn't want to provide... I guess nobody was going to give her free food.
So bad.
I did laugh at the book that Court gave Cam.
The mommy porn?
Yes.
Sexy when a guy is vacuuming. Okay, I will say taking out the trash. That could be sexy. That could turn me on. I hate taking out the trash.
Same. But I thought it was cute.
I like Court now, too. I know. Love that he brought him sandwiches. I mean, Carrie is, quite frankly, very jealous. She is ready to divorce Eduardo immediately. She's just trying to make some money until she can go.
Carrie hates Eduardo like her daughter hates her.
I've, like, heard about this before, though. Like, how, like, I know this woman that as soon as her, like, her father was, you know, older and he finally passed, and then as soon as she passed and she got some money, she left her husband.
So
I feel like Carrie's just kind of waiting for an opportunity like that.
Like, she wants Eduardo to pass away and then take his money?
No, not Eduardo. Like, she needs to come into some money somehow so that she doesn't need Eduardo.
Why doesn't she partner with Deandra? That's a big business.
Well, she has her jewelry business.
I know. She could sell jewelry with Deandra's Hard Night and Good Morning.
Hard Night and Good Morning still going.
Yeah. I'm curious why she's still not going back on Christian TV, like, or QVC. I mean, if Shannon could get cream cheese salmon on QVC, Deandra's got to be able to get Hard Night Good Morning on that.
I will. Yeah. Oh, they have it on Amazon as well.
Ooh, is it on Prime?
Let's see.
Let's check it out.
It's a serum. Yes, it's on Amazon. Mm-hmm. $75.
What?
It's not on Prime.
I'm sorry, $75 for Hard Night Good Morning?
I mean, if it's a good serum.
Okay, and maybe
this is not from them, though. It's like only 4 left in stock. Order soon.
So you think somebody else is selling them?
Maybe.
But look, it does have, like, okay, the toner detox does have 5 stars. Now, it's only 5 reviews. And I also wanted to say, you don't always have to look at the ratings of things, like this podcast.
Please do if you want to laugh.
But I'm just saying, like, they've got pretty good reviews.
Literally, Courtney and I will be like, don't read the reviews this week.
You guys, I take a week off and you still write me something rude. It's just, you know. as listen, haters are fans too, and I'm okay. I'm just going to put my $75 four and a half star hard night good morning cleanser, and I'm going to rock my day.
They literally have like this whole story, like meet the maker, Deandra Simmons. Her story: a Texas native, born March 15th, 1969. She came out of the womb with a tube of lipstick in her hand.
No, it does not say that.
And the word entrepreneur written on her birth certificate.
Is that her middle name? What if Mama D was like, if I give her the middle name of entrepreneur, she's going to have to do something with her life.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow. This is great.
Oh, I didn't know D had breast cancer.
Oh, she D Mama D?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't either. All right, moving on. Anything else that you have to say about Dallas?
Dallas? No. Nope. Okay. I'm ready to move forward.
Well, speaking of Amazon,
okay.
Should we talk about your favorite thing ever invented in the entire world that you can get on Amazon?
Yes, you guys. More Labs. This is where you get morning recovery. So go to morelabs.com/TJG. It will take you directly to our launch page, and they'll give you 20% off using code TJG. You can also order
TJG Amazon, right? Oh, sorry.
That's for the Amazon.
I'm so sorry.
TJG Amazon. So then you can prime it. Mm-hmm. You guys, I took it last night. You know, at Gary's event, did I maybe take a coffee cup that was filled with wine? Yes. Did I maybe go across the street and have two more? Yes. And then did I go out to dinner and have a margarita? Yes. So did I come home and take morning recovery? Yes. And what did I do this morning? I went on a hike with my friend and I felt fine. So I'm telling you, it works, people. Actually, it's being sold at my liquor store right down the street. And this girl was like behind me and she's like talking to her friend. They're like, hey, have you tried this morning recovery? I'm like, well, you should.
Mary's a street team of one.
I was like, have you? Because if you haven't, you should.
You're like, code TJG, like, if you will.
Yeah. And I was like, I actually promote it on my podcast. Like plugging myself and morning recovery at the same time.
So do we get a new follower?
They started laughing. They're like, what's your podcast called? And I was like, Two Judgy Girls. Like, they got a chuckle out of it.
Way to go, Mary. Listen, sometimes guerrilla marketing is the way to go.
They also, now I'm drinking this, they have like a probiotic powder that is actually fabulous, and I'm drinking that as well. So you guys can check out, they have like a probiotic, they have like a watermelon flavor, they have a strawberry flavor, and I feel like it's making things happen for me, if you know what I mean.
I don't.
Okay. It's definitely, things are circulating in a good way.
Oh, yeah. It sounds dirty. So is that what you're meaning for?
No.
Oh.
I'm like being healthy.
Oh.
It's a probiotic.
Okay. Sorry. I was really, my brain was going elsewhere, down under.
Okay. Guys, check out morelabs.com/TJG, 20% off, or you can get it on Amazon, TJG Amazon. Mm-hmm. Love you. Bye. Swear by it.
You love a good sign off.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. obsessed with Toon Day. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m., getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Allo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code TJG. allomoves.com, code TJG.
Okay, so I want to discuss, because tomorrow is Halloween, and for most of you when you listen to this, it will be Halloween. Will you be dressing up as a queen, as a ugly stepsister, as the Mad Hatter, or do you have a completely different costume?
I was so upset by this whole party. I felt like it was so overproduced and so lame.
Yes, but I'm actually really curious about your Halloween costume first.
Oh, tomorrow I'm being rock, paper, scissors. Like,
please tell us more.
Well, one person's being the rock, one person's being paper, one person's being scissors.
Right, but how do you dress up like that?
Also, I can put up a picture tomorrow.
What are you?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I have them all. I actually wore it 3 years ago. We were supposed to be Toy Story, but with the fire, I didn't know if we were going to like have school, and then I didn't get my stuff together, so... Mm-hmm. The other, like, most of the staff is being Toy Story tomorrow.
Oh, no. And the three of you are just costume recycling.
Well, it was, like, kind of, like, hard. Or we just, it didn't get together because we were going to be the, you know, the alien, the claw people.
Yeah. I would have killed to see that.
Next year, maybe. No one else will be Toy Story and we could just be the
alien. You're like, we're just a year behind. I mean, you've had some good costumes. Last year, weren't you Cruella?
No, last year it was the nun.
Oh.
That was kind of controversial.
Why? Because you work in the Catholic school?
I asked the priest ahead of time. I said, I think it'd be really funny if I was a nun. Are you okay with that? And he said, yeah.
Yeah. And then, okay, so the year before you were Cruella.
Yeah, I think the year before I was Cruella.
Okay. I'm like, I'm not that crazy. I know it was there. Okay.
Yeah.
Back to
Dressing up?
So you guys, I was like very annoyed. So my work decided that today was the day you dress up and we had like a costume contest and everything. But I had all these like meetings with people who don't work at my company today. Like I had to like video chat with them. So I'm like, I can't like show up to a video chat and be like, hi. Yeah, no, my face is painted because it's for Halloween. But yeah, we're celebrating a day early. It just sounded like a lot to do.
Why do they celebrate a day early?
I'm not sure why exactly, to be honest. I assume there is a reason. But what it was, I'm not sure because, you know, tomorrow is the holiday.
Right.
And so I thought, okay, well, if I'm going to dress up, I'll put on a blazer today and I'll say I'm a businesswoman. So
that's kind of funny.
So that's what I went as. And tomorrow, I think like our friend is coming into town and she wants to go out. So I have a shirt that says I'm a mouse, duh. And I'll wear that with mouse ears. And I know it's not clever. It's not. It's just I got to be honest. Like I have grand ideas all the time for like what I want to do. But then I run out of time.
Some years I'm like super into it, and then some years I'm like not into it.
So. Like next year I'll be into it because it'll be on a Saturday, and so you'll have like a lot of time during Saturday to like make sure you have a costume.
No, it'll be on a Friday.
Nope, next year's a leap year.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so it'll be like I've literally already thought about this. So I'm like, okay, next year I'll try.
Next year's your year.
Yeah, next 2020. It was a good thing. It was 2020 experience for JT, Justin Timberlake, 2020 for me. Hopefully, you know, a lot of people have 2020 eyesight. It's a great year for a Gatsby-themed party. We're in the roaring 20s again. That's all.
Oh my gosh. I didn't really realize. Okay.
Yeah. Right?
I don't even know what year it is anymore.
It is 4002.
Sometimes I get mixed up what year we're in. Okay, let's get back to Bravo.
Okay. Tea parties. Yes. So I will agree. And I thought that this was such a typical Tamra mean girl thing. So she was like, okay, it's going to be Queen Victoria. We're going to dress her up as Marie Antoinette, which whatever. We're going to make her, but we're still going to like make sure that Shannon and I like look good. Mm-hmm. We're going to let
Tamra Jean always looks good. I will say that. Her looks are always pretty much spot on.
Yeah, like I will say too, it's like I don't even want to compliment her, but like on the fashion show, like was that just last week? Like I really did like her ponytail. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so she's like, okay, Shannon and I will make sure like our makeup looks good. We're still going to make Vicky a joke because she's a friend of and who gives a fuck. We're going to let Gina in on the costumes, but we're going to make her look so ridiculous. But she'll at least feel like she's cool and she's in. We're also not going to let her ride with us. Then we're not even going to tell Bronwyn and Emily that we're dressing up. And we just wanted to show up because it's an obligation in our contract.
I mean, them not telling them to dress up.
It's so rude.
What's going on?
And Gina, as the Mad Hatter, and first off, she's like, I look like a whore. And I was like, okay, Gina.
And poor Gina showing up alone, like, and the first one there, and like, there's regular restaurant patrons.
Now, do you think that like production did that on purpose? Like, I'm surprised she didn't go with Emily.
I think it just has to do with like where they live sometimes.
Yeah, but I could also see them being like, okay, Gina, you're like, we're going to have Gina show up first because what the fuck? Like, let's just embarrass her a little bit more as if she hasn't had a bad year.
I feel like actually Gina has got the most airtime out of any of the women this season.
Does production really like her?
And like her confessionals?
Yeah.
I have an idea.
Okay.
So Kelly Dodd and Brandy were on Watch What Happens Live. I watched it today.
Uh-huh.
And a question was to Kelly, like, who would you want to bring back or something? And she said Alexis Bellino. And I was like,
interesting.
That's like so random for Kelly to say Alexis Bellino. Then I was like, wait, that could maybe work. Because we don't necessarily want a new person. But I would want to see like Alexis's story now, because her story before was like so much about Jim and like being a good wife.
No.
And Christian first. Wait, hold on.
I know.
So then we have, it is Alexis who's friends with Emily. Keep Emily, Gina can stay because she's friends with that group too. Kelly Dodd stays and
Bronwyn?
Bronwyn doesn't bother me. She can stay too and maybe add in one more person.
Okay.
But Shannon's officially gone.
So here's why I don't think Alexis Bellino should be on, is because she's on Marriage Boot Camp right now.
Have you seen an episode?
Yes.
Oh, it's
yes.
With her mom, right?
Yes. And somebody called her. So it's so stupid. I don't know. My mom and I sat there. We were watching an episode of Love After Lockup, which, guys, please, Love After Lockup is so good. It's on WeTV. It's just like, I'm just thankful for the life.
I have a lot of recommendations of things to watch this week.
Oh, good. I'm excited to hear. Yeah. So this Love After, or this Marriage Boot Camp came on like after, and we're like, what? And they're like, two of the biggest pop stars. And it's like Corey Feldman and Aaron Carter. And I'm like, okay. Now, granted, there's a lot of drama with Aaron Carter, who now is apparently dating Aubrey O'Day, and that's just like another, you know,
and
for another
Aubrey
day.
Aubrey just looks so different.
She's just, listen, I watched X on the Beach with her, and listen, have I spent $2.99 on Facetune because it's a great app and sometimes you just need to smooth out a little bit of a roll? Mm-hmm. Yes, I have, okay? Mm-hmm. But Aubrey has bought, like, I don't know what she does to her photos. Like, she gives herself a nose that is not on her face. Mm-hmm. A waist that does not exist. Maybe if it's like, it's wild. It's wild. Her photos are wild. But
she also dated Pauly D for like a couple years.
Yeah. I mean, listen, she's hit every single reality show because she was on Marriage Boot Camp twice. One with one boyfriend. Then she broke up and was with Pauly D, and then they went on it. Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. And Famously Single, she's been on.
That's how they met.
Yes. Like, she's been on everything. Like, let's bring back the Surreal Life. Let's be honest here. Like, VH1, we talked about it on Rock of Love. Like, bring back the golden era of reality TV shows. But
wait, they're rebooting so many things right now. Lizzie McGuire, The OC.
The OC?
And, yeah, The OC was announced today. It's getting on HBO Max with Gossip Girl.
Wow. Okay, sorry. Okay, so reeling back in. Alexis Bellino's on the show. So I watched it, and somebody had called her fake, and she went ballistic. Like,
was so pissed, was like, I've spent my whole life trying to go against that fake. I only want Corey Feldman in here to talk me down. Like, it is so insane. And on the wall of her room that she shares with her mom, by the way, they're on the show too, they're marked, like, they're Chiron, you know, like that lower third that introduces them. It says the Bellinos, which is definitely not her mom's last name. It's Jim's last name.
Right.
So it kind of makes me laugh that they don't care enough.
Wait, so, but why are they there? What's their issue?
Well, they didn't get along. When Alexis was 12, she wrote her mother a card and it said, I hate you, Alexis. So, listen, they have some things to work out. But okay. She's not compelling anymore. She's just not.
I don't know. I just, I don't know how
Yeah, no, it's hard.
After this week, I was literally like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, we might have to just four shows start next week. We might just be doing Atlanta and Jersey. We might be switching it up. I don't know. I can't do this any longer. Except I do want to watch them when they go on their trip to Miami.
It's just, or I think what's, I think what's frustrating is, like, it's clearly orchestrated. Like, Tamara, when Kelly was like, the only thing I want to celebrate is if it's Vicky's funeral. And she's like, yeah, Kelly wished you dead. Oops. I was like,
oh my God. Oopsies. Did I just say that out loud? Are the cameras on?
And Shannon's
what
literally,
angle should I look at?
Yeah. Shannon's literally covering her laugh because she's like, and Shannon's like, I don't think anybody should be wishing death. It was like, ugh. Like, it's so contrived. And I also want to discuss the public school thing.
Oh, yeah.
As somebody who went to public school in Orange County, Gina, shut the fuck up. Brownwood was not trying to be offensive to you. Like, she was, you say, because you're a teacher, you know.
Okay, I think what Bronwyn was saying was that she's like, your kids go to public school, right? I think she was saying it because at public schools, you get a lot of services. Like, if they have speech, they have an OT person. Like, you can get diagnosed at public schools for all your stuff. I work at a Catholic school, and when we have to do testing, we go to the public school and have to do all of it through them.
Right. So, like, there's more resources like there.
If I had a kid that needed extra support, I would send them to a public school. If it was a great public school, like, there's so many resources there. Or if I had money to, like, a specialized school for the resources they need. And it seems like that stuff's very normal. It sounds like she has, like, weak fine motor skills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that's, like, so normal at this age. It's like, you just have to build the strength in their muscles. And then she might have, like, some sensory things. But that can be
it's like, address it and then it'll work. She's a child. Like, children are so malleable, you know, it was like, and then when they're like, oh, Bronwyn, what kids of yours go to public school? And I'm like, is this really an argument we're having? Like, Bronwyn is actually trying to be very supportive and you guys are all assholes.
Yeah, I think Gina is unraveling in front of us. Everyone knows that she got drunk. She's making out at the bar with her husband. Then she slept with him. And I think she was just like,
but Mary, she's a private person.
But anything Bronwyn was being annoying. Like the gluten-free, nut-free, vegan, bottled water or glass of water, a milk alternative was a lot to take in.
But also, I guess I just didn't find it that annoying because I'm like, these bitches all do this sort of thing. Like,
who drinks regular milk anymore? Nobody. Well,
but maybe she was having a latte.
Have you had oat milk yet?
Yeah, but maybe she was having a latte, so she wanted, instead of milk, to put in, like, maybe she wanted soy milk in it, or maybe she wanted oat milk.
Nobody drinks milk anymore. It's, like, crazy.
Right, and I just think, I mean, I didn't know she was allergic to wine and champagne. Like, we don't need the reason of why you don't want to drink that.
I don't think she really is, to be honest. I think she probably has the nut allergy, but yeah. I think she just doesn't want to drink.
And that's fine. And I just, and the whole thing is like, Vicky's a friend of, why are we celebrating? Like, why are these women, I don't care what age you are within this, but it's like, they're doing all of this shit that I'm like, this is so asinine. Like, they think they're being so funny, but like, us as viewers were like, this isn't, like, what was funny was when Vicky was crying, uninviting Kelly to her funeral with cake all over her face.
It's my birthday. It's my party. I want you guys at the table talking about me, celebrating me. This is my time. Happy birthday to motherfucking me. I'm a friend of.
It's just nobody ever wants to celebrate Vicky's events for her. It makes me think of, like, remember when she hosted that party at her house and she walked out in that red jumpsuit and she's like, hello.
It wasn't a jumpsuit. It was a very unflattering dress. And she's like, guys, I just walked in the room. Hello. Hello, guys. Hello. Surprise.
And everyone was like, oh, hey, Vicky. Hey, what's up? Okay. Anyway, like, they just.
That was like Steve Lodge era, too. It wasn't that long ago, maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, but it just seems, you know, it's also but funny.
She's like,
too.
Where is my goddamn red carpet?
And that was stupid too. And it's just.
It was so stupid. It was so lame. Like, but who thought of this?
No,
this
but here's the thing. Dumb. If New York
really
did
mad
it.
About it.
If New York
it was
did
a
it.
Whole episode.
We'd be dying if New York did it. If Dorinda pulled up in a fucking carriage with that Marie Antoinette. Like, Sonia's done it before and she forgot her underwear and we are all dying.
Yeah. It just was too planned for me.
Yeah, it's just we're not here for it. And the fact that if I had to hear them say pinkies up one more time.
Pinkies up.
It just, you know, it's Team Emily.
I love though. They're exposing Tamara. Like about how Tamara stirs the pot and then calls Kelly and is like, well, everyone was talking about you. So I had to leave.
But it also though, like in real time, Bronwyn was like, Tamara's one of my best friends. It's like, how do these people not get it? I don't understand if like a leopard doesn't change its spots. Like time after time, we see this like repetition of like, oh, get close to me. I use it against you. Oh, but bring it back. It wasn't me. It was that person. Blah, blah. Like she does this whole rinse and repeat. Get it through. Like Tamara is not your friend.
Yeah. And do we think this is going to be Tamara's last season?
Honestly, I feel like they need to understand how much these, like, the only way I can see her coming back is if somehow the reunion goes after her and she's, like, taken down a notch. But I just don't. I think I will make this. If this is Tamara's, if Tamara comes back, I'm not going to watch OC. So please give Kelly Dodd a spinoff.
You can take the girl out of the hood, but you can't take the hood out of the girl.
She grew up in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Went to Catholic school.
Like says Tammy Sue from the trailer park. Like,
wait, let's think about, okay, let's, I mean, everyone knows we hate Tamara. That's, okay, let's try to think of some other things that we liked about this episode.
I like
not
that.
Talking about Tamara anymore.
I like that. Okay. I like that Vicky's dress got stuck in the car door.
Oh, that was kind of funny, the editing on that. I like Gina kind of losing it for a minute.
It's not about you, Bronwyn!
I'm not talking about your kids. It's not about you all the time.
I like
your milk alternative.
I like seeing Emily take her daughter to the eye doctor. Oh, I will say, I actually really liked Gina sharing the OT and her daughter. I actually liked seeing that. I thought that was because I think, like you said, I think it happens to like a lot of parents like with their kids.
Oh,
and it's something
this is
that's
so normal. We just have teacher conferences. I'm like, okay, you got to check on the speech. Like those are some not normal sounds anymore.
No, but I think like, yeah. And I think it's like normalizing it. There's always, we put all these stigmas on things. And so I think when you see things like that, and also I felt bad for Gina in that sense, cause she's like blaming herself in the divorce that she's like, doesn't think like, oh, did I not give my kid enough attention? And it's like, no, like life happens and this is such a correctable thing. Like don't feel like it's okay to not, I guess it's okay that this is happening. Like things will change.
Yeah. And it seemed like at the end, I feel like they were like checking for the sensory processing, but at the end it just seemed like she had like weak fine motor skills.
Yeah. So I like that.
Okay, good.
Let's see. I liked Kelly saying she would go to the funeral. I thought that was nice.
That was pretty funny though. I liked that they like showed the picture of Gina and Matt at the bar.
Ooh, and I think it's funny still blurring his face out. We know it's you, Matt.
Right.
Matt, who looks like Jeff Lewis's new boyfriend, Matt.
Ooh, who I heard like Patty Singer hooked him up.
$1 million matchmaker. Interesting.
I did like Bronwyn like making 5 different dinners.
Okay. Yes. Yes. Let's see. What else was there that happened?
Off with their heads.
Yes. I did like that Victoria kept saying off with their heads, which was not Marie Antoinette. That was the Queen of Hearts from Alice in Wonderland, which Gina was dressed for. I like Gina in a short brown, purple wig. I thought that was actually a very nice haircut, and maybe she should consider that instead of the rat extensions that her rude hairdresser put in her hair. Again, okay. Tamara's hairdresser.
Mm-hmm. That was the plot.
Did you like the talk about Kelly Dodd and Brian's fight?
Oh, yeah. Let's like kind of, then they brought up 2 other things about how Kelly threw her mom down the stairs and also how Kelly broke someone's hand in a bar fight.
So, okay.
And I'm going to say fake news on both.
So I don't think the first one was fake. So I don't think she broke anything. That was like, I believe that's a whole storyline for like the second half of the season is Kelly and Tamara and the throwing the mom down the stairs. Okay. There is talks. There is like articles about Kelly Dodd in a bar fight. Do I think a hand was broken? No, because I think that there's people who know who Kelly Dodd is and they're like, ow, she hurt my hand. Oh, it's broken. Mm-hmm. But Kelly Dodd,
Brian's dating someone new.
He is.
Mm-hmm. I saw a photo.
Yeah. Kind of a Kelly Dodd look.
She seemed like Latina to me.
No, but I mean like, well, isn't Kelly Dodd Latina?
Oh, is she?
Her last name, her maiden name's Meza, M-E-Z-A.
Oh, okay.
But I think she kind of gave me a look between Kelly Dodd and like Dolores from New Jersey.
Oh, this woman gave me like a Selena look, J-Lo Selena.
Okay.
With bad highlights.
Okay. I feel like we're kind of describing the same thing.
Okay. Sure.
But I'm like very into Kelly being with her new boyfriend, her lover, Rick Leventhal.
They're insane. She was with Ramona this weekend, who Ramona set them up. I mean, Kelly looked awesome at Watch What Happens Live. She had this super long hair, but it almost like she got her face looked completely different. It looks like very thin, like almost like she got a chin implant or like her nose maybe was super contoured.
Did she go to Vicky's doctor?
No, it was good.
Oh, I meant for good. Because Vicky got a chin implant. Yeah. You know,
I think Vicky actually looks good.
Yeah, but Vicky is so jealous of Kelly.
What do you think she's jealous of?
Oh, I just think that I think she's jealous that one, Kelly has a good relationship with her ex. I think she hates that Kelly, that while Vicky had to work and she always gives us like work, 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 work. And good for you, Vicky, for being an independent woman. I think Vicky also still wants to be taken care of. And I think she hates that Kelly's taken care of. I think she's jealous that Kelly's younger and more gorgeous, too. Okay. And I think that she hates that Kelly is a fan favorite and gets away with a lot.
You guys, go to Target right now and get her positive energy drink and tell me what you think.
Do you have a code for that?
No, I'm going to go there tomorrow.
Okay.
And get it. It's good.
Okay. Do you have anything else to say or should we go into more OC but with the Megan King Edmonds scandal? Would you want Megan to come back? I want Megan to come back.
But she's going to stay in St. Louis.
Is she? She moved there for him. Oh, no, she moved to Orange County for him.
She's from there.
Right. No, I agree. Okay,
let's just break it down what happened this week.
What we know.
Okay. So apparently.
So this all happened last Friday. That Megan? Last Thursday, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but last Thursday was their 5 years anniversary.
Oh, wait, I didn't real, I, wait, no.
Yes, last Thursday was their 5-year anniversary. And then Friday he filed for divorce.
My mouth is wide open. I didn't realize that. Yes, okay.
Thursday night, the cops were called to their house because I believe somebody called the cops to their house. Like there was some sort of dispute. Nothing happened, but the cops came.
It was Megan's mom.
And that called the cops?
Yeah, because Jim came to the house to get his stuff. And Megan's mom was like, oh, no, you're not supposed to be here. And like called the cops. And the cops are like, wait. This is his house and he's getting stuff. Like, who are you?
Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to be here.
That's what I thought happened.
So, well, that could be.
There's also been so many stories and articles. It's kind of hard to keep them all straight. Megan released her blog today and Jim did an Us Weekly thing. Jim's daughter did an Us Weekly thing as well, mm-hmm. like a couple of days ago.
So what it sounds like is earlier last week, there's reports of Jim and Nanny Carly at a hockey game. And there's like a photo of them. Jim claims, now apparently this was kind of used as fodder to start the whole like we're done. So Jim claims that they were also there with a friend and their daughter or something like that. And that Nanny Carly had just broken up with her boyfriend and Jim considers her to be part of the family, like a daughter who, because again, she's best friends with Jim's daughter, Haley. And so that seems to be kind of like what set it off. And I feel that Megan didn't really try to put a kibosh on that.
Put a kibosh on what?
On Jim and Nanny Carly having an affair in the beginning, at least. Now,
no. So then Megan gets word that he is filing from divorce from the tabloids. Doesn't even know. Like the tabloids knew before she did. And that's how she heard about it. The same way she heard about the text scandal. And
the masturbation video?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just like, I mean, this is like why. Like, I think what makes me sad is like, okay, first off, and they have like four nannies, right?
Right.
And I think, right. And so I'm thinking he did something with a different nanny. I don't think it was this one. This one, like, is so young, 22. Like, I just don't. Now, do I think that's Megan out of Jim's age range? No.
Megan even said in her blog, all I did was, like, put a thumbs up when someone said, did he cheat with Nanny Carly? And then she goes back and says, I actually don't think they slept together. And she's like, however, he... like has been out drinking and I think she questions his because I guess in therapy he was supposed to like keep his like iPhone like locations on and he wasn't doing that. And like, I think she almost maybe had some access to his phone and then he was like he wasn't allowed to delete messages anymore and he was still was. So he was just like being not.
How does she know he was how does she know he was deleting messages?
I don't know.
She was going through the phone bill and being like, these times don't match up with what's in your phone. Now, here's the thing. If once he did the cheating thing, I think now, and of course, every relationship's different. It should have been like done, right? Like that trust is broken. He doesn't care. Jim, no, like everything we've ever seen of Jim, he's an asshole. And now, do I think that people can change? No, I don't. And I think he has a lot of power. I think he's like a BMOC in St. Louis, big man on campus. Like, he's a celebrity there, right? Like, Cardinals, like, he does every single game. Like, people know who Jim Edmonds is. Like, Andy's obsessed with him.
Right.
Like, Andy wanted Jim on the show and didn't care who he was married to.
Because I think they pitched it to his ex-wife, ex-wife even spoke up and said, these last 5 years have been horrible with Megan. I've never said anything before. Like, Jim's daughter is saying stuff. Like, they are trying to make Megan look like a villain now, that she was like, she's a crazy person.
Well, and listen, my mom always says, how you get them is how you'll lose them.
Oh, like cheating?
Yeah, well... sure. Yeah. And like what sizzles quickly will fizzle quickly. My mom is full of rhymes about my failing relationships. Not that I've been a cheater, like I'm part of the cheating, but I just, you know, in life there.
This is some of Jim's Instagram stuff. Okay. No one can throw a bigger tantrum than a narcissist who's losing control of someone else's mind.
Whoa. That's deep. Was that Gandhi?
Jim Edmonds. 15. That's his handle, Jim Edmonds 15. What do you think the 15 stands for?
His baseball number?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Thank you. I just think, like, it's... Now, whose side are you on?
So this is what I think. I don't think he cheated with Nanny Carly. I do think he's been cheating. Yeah, right. I don't even... When that whole text scandal was like, yeah, if you're sending masturbation videos, like, if you mm-hmm. have the balls to put that out there, because you know what, guys? Once that's sent up, once... You know, Snapchat, they have everything. It doesn't mm-hmm. go away, people, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you're doing that stuff over the phone, what are you doing in person?
Oh, for sure. And, like, you're traveling. And, by the way, he was number 15.
Okay. Baseball and players are the number one cheaters. Did you know that? They
yeah.
They have 180 games a year. They're never home.
But
they
also...
got a girl in different city.
Also, what cracks me up, though, is that his Instagram is like Jim Edmonds 15, and he has listed as his name James. James? Who the hell is James? I mean, I know it's like, you know, Jim is short for James, but what the hell?
I also heard that he like went from like private to public, private to public.
Now, listen, I actually think if a scandal breaks out, I'm probably going to go private, too, because...
Wait, and then he put up one, like, breaking news.
From a picture of him from, like, 15 years ago that the quote from the magazine is, like, imagine how this feels. And he's, like, it's the, which he's obviously using to be, like, for Megan. But the quote under is, like, Jim Edmonds and the Cardinals play through the pain to honor a teammate loss. And he's, like, my wife is accusing me of something I didn't do. Just because I'm an athlete and portrayed as a bad person doesn't mean I am.
He's like ruining innocent young people's lives. I did not sleep with our nanny.
He said, I did not sleep with Nanny Carly. Because I did not have sexual relations with that girl. Now, I feel bad for Nanny Carly because she's like 22. She's a Mormon girl, had a boyfriend, was doing long distance, like moved to St. Louis with the family. Like they broke up. I really think that they honestly treated her like a daughter. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of, and the fact, like we said, like she's Haley's best friend is like, it's very crazy that that's like that Megan, if she alludes to thinking that if she alludes to that happening, like, she's ruining that poor girl's life.
I think she probably, I think in her blog titled Broken,
is not so to be confused with her Instagram
how much time
post.
I spent like reading articles on this too.
Like think if you I had to care. Work, what would we do if you had to work? We need this from you.
I did some weird things the last 3 days.
You need to be an MKEPI about MKE.
I wrote to her guys.
Still like, no response?
Nanny, I can't believe this.
And what was her response?
Nothing.
Not even a scene?
I haven't checked.
Now, I will say MK, she did kill me in her blog post where I was like, she still is like such a good detective. Because she's like, I called the three lawyers I have on retainer. My dad, my uncle, and Ralph or something like that. And she's like, guys, check CaseNet. We need to check CaseNet if the divorce is real. Like, she was still PIing it.
She's such a millennial. I love it.
We
this
are,
was
too.
Her post. When you're in a dark place, you sometimes tend to think you've been buried. Perhaps you've been planted. Bloom.
That was a Dalai Lama.
But she's also been, like, just posting her normal Instagram stories, like, her and Hart doing the therapy and... I don't know. I feel like this relationship has been done for 6 months and Jim was like, I literally can't bear this anymore. I'm filing for divorce.
So my thought was, is there something within like their prenup or some sort of contract that at 5 years, she mm-hmm. gets something? And maybe it's like at 5 years, if you make it to 5 years, like you can give her X amount of money and like walk away. Or something, or there's something in there, or maybe it was like, if you make it to 5 years, like basically he's like setting her up to be fine, but he doesn't have to deal with her anymore because it seems odd for him to wait until the exact day after their 5 year anniversary.
I mean, they have to deal with about 16 more years together.
But I mean, like, I think he's looking like maybe an alimony wise or like something like that. Like, listen, he's a father of seven.
What's going to happen to that beautiful new home?
I bet he gives it to her.
I hope he does. He wrote like a nice, they both kind of wrote nice things today about each other.
Well, his Instagram bio also still says husband. It's just, we're not sure to who now.
He should never get married again.
No, but you know he will.
Was this his third or fourth?
Third. Okay. The first wife passed away, I believe, which is Haley's mom. Then right. The second wife that spoke up. And then there's Megan. And listen, I think he's going to find a 20. I think his next wife will be 27.
Haley's friend?
No, Nanny Carly is gone. We're not doing anything with... No, it's going to be like 1 year older than Haley. So it's not weird. Totally. No, she's older than you, Haley.
Murder my dad. Murder. And he's like, oh, I'm going out with a 40-year-old. I'd be like, what?
It always makes me think of like David Foster with like Catherine McPhee and how the Foster girls are like, there's my stepmom, Catherine.
I would like a literally like put my dad in a home and be like, sorry, dad.
You're clearly senile.
You're not doing this.
You're like 5150-ing him. You're just like committing him. Like, you're like, no, he's incapacitated. He doesn't know what he's thinking. Just lock him up.
We sound very evil.
It's just your dad. It's fine. We know him. Okay, but at the end of this, whose side are you on?
Megan's.
Okay, same. I still really find her, like, really... I mean, was she, like... First off, I also, again, because I've met her and she was so sweet, I have, like... I'm a little... She's, like, endearing to me. And I still want her to do well. She has, like, you know, her kids. Like, she just... I think really what she wanted from Jim was children.
Well, she got them.
She did. And I think she was trying to maybe stay together to have like a perfect family, but I also feel like she knew it was over.
I think, you know, she's been raising these three kids alone with the help of
the nannies.
But, you know, that's like not probably what you pictured in your head when you had kids.
Right. And it's just, yeah, I mean, and I feel bad all around, but it's like, he is still an asshole.
Oh, will always be.
Now, but like, kind of attractive.
Yeah, like, I'd get down.
Like, maybe one night, but not a lifetime.
No.
Like, let's go play ball.
Let's go play with your balls.
Right. Yes. Okay. Okay. Speaking of balls, I'll pin your head in a panini press.
Oh my God, you guys, the little nuggets of this Jersey one-on-one that was literally called like unlocked.
Okay, we have to dissect this because this was wild.
I mean, we start off, Joe's in like a fucking orange sports coat and Andy's like, interesting choice.
He's like, this is an orange, Andy. He's like, it's it. And she's like, Teresa's like, who dressed you? He's like, me. She's like, oh, okay.
Everything about this, like them, okay, even like the lead up when Andy's like, they haven't seen each other in 5 years. Like, we have gone through this struggle with them, like, so dateline of him.
But with the TVs in the background?
Yes, but the TV background with Teresa and Joe in the bubble bath, I was literally dying. I was like, I couldn't, it was so distracting. I was like, wait, what is Andy even saying? Like, I rewound it because I was just fixated on this bathtub scene, which I do not even remember.
And
I don't remember either. I was like, oh, only Tamara had a bathroom scene. Wait, they're into belly button things too?
Okay, so I got the East Coast feed of it. And so okay. I posted a bunch of stories and I'm like laughing because I told you, I was like, I think you should like post your version of stories. And you're like, will they even be different than yours? And I'm like, yeah. And then as you were telling me things, I was like, no, they're the exact same. Our thoughts are the exact same. Like, you would have been reposting the exact same stories.
Okay. I like, how much do you think they got to do this?
I feel like they honestly, for this, I am guessing that this was combined with the special of going to Italy. Okay. And I'm going to say they got a mil.
They deserve every penny of that. I was, I could do this every Sunday night. And I also, I had so much like anticipation and excitement to watch it. I haven't been like this excited about an interview since Diane Sawyer sat down with Bruce Jenner right before he transitioned. Like I just, it was like, I couldn't even sleep on Saturday night.
It was Christmas morning for you.
It really was all day. I was like, is it 8?
Well, I know. I was like texting, like, oh my God, this special. You're like, I can't watch it yet. Don't spoil it. You're like, I'm like, okay, don't say any stories. Like, don't spoil, don't send me another text. Okay, sorry. But I was like cracking up because the whole thing. Now, first off, I think I learned absolutely nothing, but it was absolutely everything.
I thought I loved it. This is the first time Teresa has really, truly been honest, I felt like.
Okay. Like,
I love that Andy was like, do you think Joe's been faithful? She's like, nah, nah. Like, no, he's not been faithful. I was like, oh. And even Teresa like brought up like, Joe, you weren't faithful before you went in.
Mm-hmm. My cunt wife.
Yeah. Never forget that Napa scene.
I mean,
didn't they replay it? They replayed it, right?
Yeah.
Flashback.
So what they did is they showed like the rise and fall of them, like where she's like, oh, you want me to bend over, Joe? And then they're like,
kind of cute though.
No, I know. I'm saying like in the beginning, they were like so in love. And then you could just tell like as the pressure started mounting and like, you know, the feds started closing in.
And even like he's like basically Joe has like no remorse. Doesn't mm-hmm. even think he should have even gone to jail.
Like, he's like, I'm not a criminal.
That he doesn't have his citizenship. I also, how is he getting like, okay, so when he was, how can he live in the U.S. for so, I'm very confused. Well,
I feel like he had a green card.
Okay.
So he had to have something because it was like, think about it. Like, and I remember reading something about how he used his like brother's ID for something.
You're right.
And I'm like,
for like a driver's license thing.
Yeah. And then I'm like, well, okay. Remember they went to Italy?
Yeah, like the passports, but it then did he just like have an Italian passport?
Or was he using his brother's? Hmm. If he used his brother's license.
And then like his brother's a U.S. citizen?
Yeah. Oh, good question. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, listen, I think that when...
There's some holes in the story.
The rules back then were different. Like, I remember two stories. My stepmom told me one time she just took her sister. She went in with her sister's birth certificate to the DMV and said, this is me. And they took her picture and gave her a license so she could be older.
Okay.
So, right? Like, that seems like Joe probably did that with his brother. Two, my mom went into the DMV and just said, my birthday's 2 years younger. Or 2 years. Just gave a different year for her birthday. She said 9/11 was a real tough one when she had to change her license.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So she was like, So she's like, I had to go into the DMV and just tell them, I don't even know how this mistake was made. Here's my birth certificate. So strange.
Oh, wow.
But so I'm saying like there's something like something weird happened.
Yeah, there's some, okay. And then also, it seemed like Andy said it. He said, you know, it seems like this relationship is like pretty much done.
Oh, and it's been done.
No, it's been done. I feel like they basically have an open marriage.
Okay, I've heard that she's already filed for a divorce and is just waiting to like put the last signature on it and once they figure out the appeals thing or like if he's coming back or not.
Okay. I also feel like it might be very complicated with the money part because mm-hmm. I also thought it was hilarious that Joe was like, Tree, you can't be dating these young guys. You like a nice lifestyle. You got to get a man with money. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
And then I liked how Andy came back and was like, you know, Teresa does pretty well on her own, like kind of defending her.
Mm-hmm.
She's clearly the breadwinner now. And how does that all work too?
Like, well, I assume they have no prenup.
Yeah, they have no prenup. But then my sister was like, maybe they have a postnup.
Oh, no. Honestly, though, So I have two things. Like, I don't think Teresa is that smart. I think Bravo has helped her set up and surround herself now with smart people.
Well, smart people that know that she can vote.
No, that's all on her own.
I love when, like, she's like asking her lawyer, she's like, wait, can I vote? What's going on with that?
Well, it's like, do you think Teresa's ever voted in her life?
I think she voted for Trump.
I don't think she voted.
I even thought it was very interesting when they were like, Andy was like, oh, you know, have you asked Trump to help you? I know you know him personally. And I think they did a very interesting job. Like, Joe was like, he's a really busy man. Like, we can't ask him to do things like that.
And like, he's got him on speed dial from the jail.
Yeah. Or like, and Teresa was like, I wouldn't want to put him in that position. Like, that seemed.
No, they asked and he said no. Like, yeah. That's what happened. They're like, could you imagine? They're like, hello, White House. Like, you have a call from a correctional facility in Pennsylvania. Would you like to hold for Joe Giudice? Press one. Like, like, wrong number.
So good.
Like, I just think it's like, but it's just so interesting because I feel like Teresa would have stayed with him had her mother not passed away. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Once that happened, she was so mad at him. She's like, you took my time away from my mother. Like, I am done.
I think so too. But I think she also like got the confidence back in herself and, and independence and, knows that they have a toxic relationship.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, I think that just before, like, yeah, and he treated her horribly. Like, even, it was clear that it looks like she has the power in the relationship, right? Like, she's basically told him, like, it's over but I think she said, it's over, but I'm going to set you up. Like, this money that we make off of, like, we will milk this for all we can. I will set you up because
lawyer fees must be astronomical. They don't have any money.
No, I'm sure that they have.
I don't think so at all. I think they will be selling that house to God knows who. And
her brother.
Like, who wants that house now? Is that like a style?
Nope, I don't think it was then either.
Like, this huge freaking house. But then they probably like stole all the materials. So like the house really didn't cost them a lot of money.
Okay. Was, like, I'm not
business.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting to see that like he just is kind of like, well, if she's gonna be with the younger guy, or like, you know, we'll see what it is. It is what it is. Like, if we stay together, we stay together. If we don't stay together, we're not gonna be together. And you know, that's just it.
Do you think he slept with anyone in Italy yet?
No, but I think that he will be having he and Jim Edmonds will be swiping on the same girls.
Got it.
Yeah, that's my thought.
Okay, then I loved his, like, you know, new business plan that's basically gambling.
Well, it's sports betting, and that seems very legal. Now, listen, I know that there's sports betting that is legal, but the way that Joe sounds when he made a deal with a guy who's also in jail, probably for something similar within fraud, is like,
They're bookies. And then I heard today that he was looking into MMA fighting, which I would pay to watch that.
Now, listen, do I think his roundhouse kick will be perfection because he can do the splits?
Yes. Absolutely.
Maybe. But absolutely. I just thought it just, you know, and Teresa, it's interesting because it's like, okay, I feel bad because he put her in this horrible position. And people keep saying, like, don't underestimate Teresa. Like, she knows what she got into. And I honestly think she did not know what she signed. Like, I think she's that dumb.
I don't think so at all.
No.
She might have, like, had some inkling, like, maybe he's doing some shady shit. But I heard also that before they even started Bravo, he was kind of concerned about this. Like, he knew. It's like, eventually this stuff catches up with you. And he thinks it wouldn't have caught up if they didn't go on the show. Which, who's the rat? Caroline Manzo? Who's the rat?
Marky,
you guys, I can't believe how many people didn't know who Marky is.
Marky, I don't even know what her last name is. Marky Manzo, I'm just going to call her, is the frickin' rat. She's two. She says not a lot of words, but she knows
it. Manzo's granddaughter. Yeah. Lauren Manzo's daughter, who the dad.
Vito.
People have speculated if Vito and Lauren are still together.
They are.
I think they are too, but a lot of people, she never features him on the Instagram. Like,
but she doesn't really, like, he'll be in her stories.
Really?
And I think what, yeah, and I think he ends up, he like works a lot too. So it's like,
with the deli.
Yeah, he works a lot. She shows him on her stories. Like, she, I think, okay, so I think they live with Caroline. I don't actually know, but I feel it seems like they all live at home still.
Okay.
And so I think because people are like, well, it seems like Caroline's raising that daughter and blah, blah, blah. Like, where's Vito? And I'm like, I think they just like live at home and like they're super Italian and they're just always together.
Yeah.
Like they work within like 15 minutes of the house. You know, Caroline doesn't work, so she's always around. Like, Albie has a podcast. I'm not sure what Chris does. But, you know.
BLK Water, probably.
Is that still around?
The car wash with strippers.
Yeah, whatever happened to that? It could still be a thing.
That's still a business that could take off.
Listen, especially in New Jersey.
Was one of the strippers.
She's like, looking for my 39th fiancé. I could see Danielle would be like, she would be like the White Snake girl, like on top of the car.
Yeah, totally.
I could see it too. That's all.
I also thought it was pretty interesting, like Joe talking about ICE. And then I'm also, how did they not figure this all out? He was in prison for 3 years.
Well, wasn't he? He had 41 months.
Yeah.
Okay, that's 36 months.
Yeah, so how did they not figure out, like, all this ICE stuff, like, what they were going to do before he got out of prison? He was, he did, like, extra time.
But 41 months is only, like, it's, like, 3.5 years. So it sounds like he did the full time, right?
Yeah, he did the full time, but then plus this ICE time.
Well, I think that's different, but ICE is different. ICE is different than jail, though.
No, I know, but they're like restraining you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But okay, I thought it was also really interesting that him, like, with the two immigration officers, he's like, yeah, they're taking selfies with me the whole time.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to kick your butts. I'm like, yeah, sure, Jan. Like, Joe, you're handcuffed.
You know, I gave him recommendations. They were staying for the weekend. I told them, you know, where to have fun.
It's like, you haven't seen the outside world in 4 years. Are those places still open? I'm interested in the special with them. One, I'm like, okay, because
so
I actually
seems like
do.
They're going to like tack that on at the end of the season.
Yeah, which is probably why they're starting the season so soon, I feel.
Yeah.
Because they want to like get all of this in there. But it's just interesting because it's like, I actually do think he really does like love his daughters.
Of course, of course. He FaceTimes them all day.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I'll probably cry when he reunites with Melania.
Oh, all of them. I mean, for sure.
I know, but him and Melania just had such a special bond together.
Right. I think it's really bizarre that they didn't go right away. I don't care about the school stuff.
They have teacher conventions.
I know. I think she probably meant parent-teacher conference.
Well, I think she definitely meant that.
I think she's, like, nervous to go over there, though, because she's like, mm-hmm. Do I sleep with him one last time?
No, I don't think she... Would you? I don't know. Maybe for fun. Maybe just to, like, take it one last ride.
I would.
Yeah.
I think I would.
Just I mean, Gina, Gina would.
I would so be like Gina.
Don't even talk to me about that. Of course I would.
I know. Like, We're weak.
Your number doesn't go up.
And once they're on the roster, you might as well play them.
Dad, I hope you didn't make it that far.
My parents don't know how to use a podcast, so we're safe.
They still are like trying. They're like online trying to find your blog still.
Yeah, they're like, how's that blog doing? I don't have one.
You're like, it's non-existent.
Okay, so then we ended the interview with a quote
by Sophia Loren.
Yeah. If your eyes haven't cried tears, then they're not the most beautifulest.
She said, like, the most beautiful eyes are those that have cried or something like that. And she's like, and so Andy, I know my eyes are the beautifulest because I've cried a ton.
And he's like, Tree, you're just such a poet. The whole time, literally, Andy is making fun of them.
Oh, Andy is like, you know, the dogs, like when they're like, huh? Huh? And they're like turning their head like left and right. Like, what? Huh? That was Andy's head the entire time.
He was like holding back smirks and smiles and laughs.
When Joe's like, we're the best thing that's ever happened to you, Andy. He's like, actually, the birth of my son was. And he's like, he's the like, shade.
Nobody even knew about these housewives until we came along. And he's like, well, there was Orange County and New York.
But that's why I'm like, see, like, but okay. So that's why I'm like, okay, Teresa's changed, but she's still like the same old Trey is there of like being like, Caroline ratted us out. And it's like, no.
She really believes that.
She's like 100%. And Joe knows who it is. And I feel like it's an ex-business partner of Joe's that he screwed out of money.
Absolutely.
Like, it's just, you know, and now Joe looks like Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, and I can't see it.
I think he looks more like him than he does the situation. Although the situation, that's his path if he continues down it. And then I'm like, do I need to go to prison? Because I would love to lose a few pounds.
That's how you do it. I would like get fat though. I would somehow get fat.
Oh, so would I.
So depressed, and like I would just like sit in bed all day and like eat everything from the commissary. I'd be like flaming hot Cheetoing it up
on your ramen.
Yeah,
yeah. But like, who's putting money in your commissary funds?
My family.
No.
My listeners.
That's like a GoFundMe for Mary.
I think some people would contribute. But you guys right now contribute to the firemen, or you can join our Patreon page.
Yeah, we'll have a new episode for you on our Patreon next week where we will be discussing The Newlyweds with Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
Because so, you guys voted for it.
Yes, you guys voted for it, and that's what we're going to do. So that will be up next week for you guys. And you can access our Patreon, $5 a month. You get extra bonus content, plus you're just supporting Two Judgy Girls in general. Our the site for that is patreon.com/twojudgygirls. And we would love for you to join over there. But we also just love for you to be here too, and on our Instagram. And yeah. In our DMs and in our hearts.
Do you want to talk anything about Below Deck? Do you think Captain Lee is just being a stud or being an asshole to that chef? Like, I feel like he was too like, hard on him.
When he was like, I don't need these swinging dicks around here. I was like, Captain Lee.
Really was concerned about that girl, Brandy. Like, was that just alcohol withdrawals? Like, that was disturbing. And then she got up and asked for more champagne.
And then they put it with sparkling water, and I kept an eye on the glass when they'd go back, and she was just drinking it with the sparkling water.
That was a good trick.
Mm-hmm. I feel like he was being hard, but I also think it's kind of like you need to be impressing Captain Lee. Yeah. And like, if you're already doing things where you're pissing Kate off, I did feel bad for him, like towards the end, like even when they were out and you could tell like it was really affecting him.
He had to go on a run.
But I don't think he'll mess up again.
Yeah. I do love Tanner going for Kate. And I'm actually shocked that she's not, like, just, like, shutting him down. She's entertaining it.
But I thought she's, like, when she was, like, sober, Tanner's great. But at the bar, and maybe I was half watching this while I was, like, getting ready one day. But I'm confused. Like, he didn't seem like he was wasted at the bar. And he's like, can I buy you a drink? She's like, I don't know.
She's like very definitely strange. Like trying to be mean and too cool for him. But he seems just like kind of fun and charming.
Yeah, but I didn't think that he was like being a wait. Like it a made wasting. It seem like when he was like wasted that he's a different person. And I'm like, we saw Travis. Anyone is a gem next to him. So like, go for it.
I kind of like this Brian and Courtney thing. But I also love that Courtney's like, he works out too much. Like I'm kind of like. I'm more into cuddling with squishy things.
Wait, did your friend from last week ever respond to you?
Yes. And she's like, no, that's not him. And I just don't know. I've met Tanner before, or I've seen him on something. I have to figure it out.
I think you should just send him a DM.
That's true.
I think you could do it.
I just feel like he's been out there before.
Yeah. Maybe you swiped right.
No, it wasn't that.
Maybe he was the Wendy Peppercorn to your squints.
Oh my gosh, Sandlot.
Yeah, maybe. This season of Below Deck isn't grasping me like last season did.
I agree.
Listen, am I still watching it? Yes, but is the first thing? No. Like, again, 90 Day Fiancé, before the 90 days, the finale was this Sunday. Then there was a tell-all. It was 1 hour on Sunday, and it was 3 hours on Monday, and I was in literal heaven. Wow. Okay.
This is like Bachelor
commitment. No, well, this was just the tell-all. Now, it said 3 hours, but it did not feel like that long.
It didn't feel like I watched the movie Titanic.
Yeah, listen, when you're having fun, time flies.
Yeah.
And I was just with my peeps.
Yeah.
So, okay, so tell us, you have a bunch, now because you've been off, you have a bunch of shows to recommend, so I'd love to hear.
So I watched this documentary on Netflix. It's called Tell Me Who I Am. It's about two twin brothers, and one of the brothers gets in an accident and loses all his memory at 18. And the other brother, as his twin, kind of fills him in on his childhood and tells him a different story of what happened. And
why?
Why would you think?
It was a bad childhood?
Exactly. Oh. And he basically, he didn't necessarily lie.
He omitted the truth? You know,
a little bit of both, but he did it out of love and protection, and the story is fucked up.
Well, so I'm assuming the brother learned. They sit
down together 20 years later and kind of...
So they weren't talking for 20 years?
No, they were, but they kind of like went their separate ways, and like the other brother's like, you need to tell me what happened. Like, I really want to like fill in the missing pieces. And
wow. Okay, so that's on Netflix.
It's disturbing. It's kind of a beautiful film.
So basically it was like your top pick of this year because you love this shit.
It was all like, it's pretty hard. It's a hard watch.
Okay.
It's pretty disturbing.
Did you see Three Identical Strangers?
Yes.
Okay. So it's on that vein.
It's like similar, but no.
Okay. So no.
Yeah. So no.
Okay. Okay.
Then, so I tried to watch Modern Love, which is on Amazon.
Ugh.
I didn't like it.
Okay, so I watched the first episode.
Me and too.
I watched the first episode. I watched the second episode. The first episode was great. I was bawling.
Wait, seriously?
With the doorman?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I thought it was like cute how it ended up, but I thought it was like slow and boring.
Okay, well, okay. Nobody dies, so.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but, oh, God, I cried. But then I was like, but it was one of those things where, and then the second one with Dev Patel, who I love, I just thought that that was an interesting story. Because did you watch the second episode?
No, because I was like, this sucks.
Well, so it's not a running storyline.
No, I know.
But this one was, so Dev Patel plays like the creator of a dating app, which is actually based on, so these are all based on actual like New York Times, Modern Love, New York Times column.
Oh, okay.
And so this was Dev Patel's. It ends a little bit differently, but his was based on the co-founder of Hinge.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to go back now that I've watched those two. I'm going to go back and find those articles and read it.
Oh,
yeah. Because I think it'll be an interesting take on it. But I thought it was like really, they're not like full love stories, which I like too. Like they're different kinds of love. So it's, you know, modern love.
Right. I was expecting more out of it.
Sure. And I don't think you should.
Okay. Then I watched Living With Yourself, which is the Paul Rudd thing.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy Tom Brady's in it for a hot second.
What? What episode?
Which is a controversial moment. It's the very first episode. But basically, like, Paul Rudd goes to this... like a massage parlor, and they end up like cloning him, and it's kind of like he's fighting against himself in this.
I watched world. The first 10 seconds of it, and I was like, okay, gotta get in the right mindset for this one.
Yeah, it was like, I'll probably get back into it, but not like I was Dairy Girls. You have you watched Dairy Girls?
I haven't, but I've heard such good things about it.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I haven't watched this sooner. It is hilarious. It's a British made sitcom. Some people said to like do it in subtitles. It's out of Derry, Ireland. It's about these Catholic schoolgirls in the 90s, like the nuns. It is fucking hysterical. Like laugh out loud shenanigans. I'm in fucking love.
So how many seasons? I'm sorry.
I think only two, and they're like making the third right now.
And okay, I've got to start watching this.
It's like this is an all in. And okay. I got recommended this. Like this woman at my school was like, "Mary, you'll love it. Like you're Irish, you teach at a Catholic school. Like what's not to love?"
Yeah, like this is right up your alley, girl.
I'm Mary Catherine Mahoney. These are my girls. These are my cousins.
Did you meet any O'Toole's?
No, what?
Megan, when she went to Ireland, Megan King Edmonds.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh, Courtney, bringing it back full circle.
Do you have any other recommendations for us?
No. I'm going to start reading Gary's book.
Me too.
That's basically it.
Okay. Well, guys, I hope everybody, again, stay safe. Have a happy Halloween. Have a fabulous weekend. Thanks for always tuning in and hanging out with us for an hour or so each Thursday. We love you.
Five stars only, compliment sandwiches. Thanks.
But put the center, let it be a compliment as well.
Yeah.
It does. Their insults not needed. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.